Dr. Kropinski dictating a female IME on Aura, A-U-R-A, Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Morales as described in my report of 5-30-19. She is accompanied to the evaluation by a professional translator named Anna. According to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Ms. Morales recounts that she injured her right shoulder at work on 2/27/14. Period. She underwent surgery for this in 2017. She also relates possibly undergoing a second surgery by Dr. Hornstein in 2020. Period. She has completed her course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, she received an order proving settlement on 5/5/20 in the amount of 33.33% of partial total for orthopedic injury of right shoulder rotator cuff tear requiring decompression with postoperative adhesive capsulitis with distal clavicle excision. Period. He then filed a reopener. Period on 10/10/19. He was seen by Dr. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, and offered 62.5% partial total for the right shoulder, which includes the prior estimate of 42.5% from June 2016. But he wrote, quote, "The increase is secondary to residuals a pathological process of the right shoulder requiring right shoulder arthroscopy." Period. End quote. In terms of surgery, he noted Dr. Hornstein performed right shoulder surgery on 9/20/18, consisting of arthroscopy with distal clavicle excision of the right shoulder. Period. She previously submitted to subacromial decompression on 3/12/15, and then glenohumeral debridement that same day, but this was for the postoperative diagnosis of adhesive capsulitis with frozen right shoulder. Period. A paragraph. She returned to Dr. Hornstein on 2/18/22. Period. He noted she had two right shoulder surgeries by him. Period. This involved decompression and a distal clavicle excision, the last of which was in 2018. Period. Over the last 2 to 3 months, she started experiencing increasing shoulder pain again. Period. He performed an exam and diagnosed strain of the neck muscle, for which he started her on Mobic, methylprednisolone, and cyclobenzaprine. Period. She will continue with the same modified duty she was on previously per the FCE. Period. She was to return in 1 month. Period. In paragraph on 7/26/22, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Saxteen. Period. He thought it was reasonable to try a set of trigger point injections, but was pessimistic that she would get any meaningful benefit from them. Period. On 8/9/22, he administered a trigger point injection. Period. At follow-up on 8/23/22, she reported 75% improvement from the injection. Period. She saw Dr. Saxteen again on 11/15/22, reporting 50% improvement with physical therapy. Period. As of 12/6/22. another trigger point injection was given. Period. Physical exam. Scratch that. He learned she had recently started a new full-time job. Period. Next section, physical exam. Extremities upper, there was excessive adipose tissue and deconditioned musculature throughout. Period. He declined participating in right shoulder abduction. Period. Flexion was 95 degrees and internal rotation to 70 degrees. Period. Adduction, comma, extension, comma, and external rotation were full. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the hip. Period. Motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4/5. Resisted right shoulder external rotation but was otherwise 5/5. Severe tenderness was elicited by palpation anteriorly and superiorly about the right shoulder, but there was none in the left. Shoulder maneuvers. He complained of tenderness with near, comma, Hawkins, comma, O'Brien's, comma, cross arm reduction, comma, and speeds maneuvers on the right, all of which were negative on the left. Period. Jurgensen, comma, apprehension, comma, empty can, comma, and drop arm test, as well as Apley scratch test, were all negative. Period. Spine cervical normal, thoracic normal impressions. On 2/27/14, Aura Morales was injured at work, as marked on my prior report. Period. Since seen here, she received an order approving settlement and then applied for a reopener. Period. She returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. Hornstein on 2/18/22. Period. He noted having done two right shoulder surgeries on her previously. Period. She was also seen by Dr. Saxteen, who administered trigger point injections with some relief. Period. New paragraph to current examination. Once again, found Ms. Morales to be extremely obese with deconditioned musculature in the arms. Period. There were again healed portal scars about the right shoulder and inconsistent range of motion. Period. Previously, she had decreased right shoulder abduction and forward flexion, both actively and passively. Period. Passive external rotation was limited, but was full actively. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L1 vertebral level. Period. Currently, it was to the hip level, but on an active basis. Period. Her cervical spine had full range of motion, and sprawling maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted from page 6 as marked. Period. End.